Fan Run Radio podcasters, many of you have been asking for a way to support the station if you live out of state and can't support our sponsors, and now there's a way. Just go to shopfanrun.com and buy a shirt, or two, or ten, and know that you're supporting the station that does our best to support you. Shopfanrun.com.
I haven't either.
Is that strange? I feel like everyone has been held at gunpoint at some point in their life.
Airing every day from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m.
I'd be so rattled if I was held at gunpoint. What do you do?
You know what the answer is? You do whatever they tell you to do. That's the answer.
Well, what if you want? What if they're like, "Give me your wallet"? What if you don't have any money and you try to tell them?
You're like,
"All I got in there is cards, man. I got no cash. All I got is cards."
They're
like, "Give me the wallet."
I don't want them to have
my ID. But then you got to go loot, get a new ID. You got to cancel all your credit cards, debit cards, get new cards. It's just a huge pain.
Well, I mean, what's a bigger pain? Getting new debit cards and credit cards and an ID, or getting shot?
Getting new credit cards and debit cards and ID, because you get shot, you're just like, then you die.
On 1340 WKGN.
Let's try it.
You start a GoFundMe. If you get it up to about $1,000, I'll probably let you shoot me in the foot. I got to make the rent.
Hour 3, kicking off in the Fan Run Studios. If you're missing the first 2 hours, check out the podcast, FoxSportsKnoxville.com, protected by 245tech.com. Hour 3 headlines. Cody McClure.
Thanks, John.
Collision course. Right now.
Thanks, John. I'd just like to point out, you're giving us hell on the internet for our Egret take, and you're saying Catelyn Stark is top five.
I'm saying no.
You said Stark.
I have never ever said top five. Those have never came out of my mouth. I said that she's better than Egret or whatever the hell that wildling's name is.
What?
Yes.
Please.
Yes.
Please cut this audio.
Please do.
Into worst takes I've ever heard.
Please do. I did not get distracted by a woman's age.
She looks great for her age, but she
looks great, period.
Catelyn Stark over Egret.
Powerful woman.
Really?
A powerful woman.
Cersei's a powerful woman.
She's on my top five, too. She's in my top five, too.
Catelyn Stark over Egret.
And if we're going with how the actress looks in real life,
I will
Cersei,
never.
If we're going by just how the actress looks in real life, Cersei's my number one.
I like
the haircut.
Better.
I can't really do it with the haircut.
I don't like the short haircut.
That's what I'm saying. I can't do the haircut. Like, she can't be number one whenever the hair is like that. And honestly, I like it. I like dark-haired women more. So, like, but the real actress has dark hair, so that's why she's my number one.
Lena Headey?
Whatever her name is.
Yeah.
She's my number one. That's also why, Danny's not my number one either, because the hair is too white. I can't do it.
No, Danny's.
I respect Danny. She's in my top five, but Danny's hair is too white.
Danny's beauty is greater by times two than any of the other characters.
If we're going just main characters and, you know, none of the short-lived people, Sansa, number one.
Sansa's up
Sansa's
there.
Sansa's queen. And I hope she sits on the throne at the end.
I'm taking Danny at 12-1. Clemson's Dabo Swinney thinks that Zion Williamson could play quarterback.
Ha 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 ha. Good one, Dabo. What's the point of saying that, Dabo?
Said if he played football, he would put him wherever he wanted to play on his team. Dabo, apparently he was talking to Coach K yesterday. They had a conversation for some reason. And so Dabo said Zion could play quarterback or anywhere. I'd put him at tight end, wide out, defensive end, wherever he wanted to play. We might even put him at quarterback. Coach K chuckled before suggesting, "You'd run the Wildcat." Dabo responded, "Put in the Wildcat, no doubt."
Great headline.
What a wonderful conversation.
Yeah, great headline. Glad to see those two yuck it up.
Bracketology update?
Yeah.
Tennessee, a number one seed.
You're welcome.
In the South, Joe Lunardi. Had you not said you're welcome to that point?
You're welcome.
It always comes in at some point, sometimes when you least expect it. Tennessee, a one seed in the South, Louisville. This was updated on Valentine's Day yesterday. We didn't even talk about that. How was yours?
It was great.
All right. Tennessee, a one seed, playing the 16, Sam Houston State.
All right. Sam Houston State, your ass is grass.
In Columbia, South Carolina, with a potential 8-9 matchup of Syracuse.
Oh, God, no, not Syracuse. Please, for the love of God, I don't want to play Syracuse.
I don't either.
Losing to Jim Boeheim would drive me bonkers.
Or the 9 seed TCU, but it's going to be Syracuse. We're going to end up playing Syracuse in the second round of the tournament, and I'm going to...
They're stupid zone defense.
They already beat Duke.
They did. But, you know, they were missing two starters.
Although I do like the region we would theoretically get here. North Carolina would be the two. I think they're very beatable for us. Virginia beat them on their home court, for God's sake. Now, number three, Purdue. The 3 seed. Texas Tech, the 4. I like that region, okay?
Okay.
But I don't want Syracuse in the second round. It's the last team I want to play in the second round. Lenardi has Duke, Gonzaga, and Virginia as other 1 seeds. And he only has 7 SEC teams in the tournament now. Big 10, ACC all have 9. Big 12 has 8. So we are starting to see our conference kind of dwindle down, I believe. Although he does have Florida as a first 4 out and Arkansas next 4 out.
Okay.
So maybe those teams could work their way in if the cards were to fall right. The Broncos of Denver are likely to not exercise an option on linebacker Brandon Marshall. Marshall's been notified by the Broncos that they are most likely not going to exercise his option. He will be a free agent on March 13th, a source told Adam Schefter today. Today they told him that. Much love for Broncos country, Brandon Marshall said. Still not over yet, but being injured 2 of the last 3 years after the Super Bowl killed me. That's life. I'll land on my feet as I always do. Fist up.
I've always liked Brandon Marshall just because he's had fun with being named Brandon Marshall. And when people would tweet him talking about how they hated the wide receiver Brandon Marshall, he would play back into it. That's all I pretty much know about him. I know he used to be pretty good, but like he said, injuries must have derailed him.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about him outside of that. He went to Kentucky, right? I think I know he went to Kentucky.
Brandon Marshall, the linebacker?
Yeah, I believe he went to Kentucky. Outside of that, I don't know much about him.
Yeah, I believe so. Have you seen Kawhi's new sneaker ad?
For New Balance?
Yes.
Uh-uh.
Well, apparently he's throwing some shade at other big-name NBA stars. New Balance took the Kawhi is boring narrative and flipped it on its head.
What'd they do?
One moment.
Oh. That doesn't tell you like what he did. Okay, so that boring narrative has been flipped on its head. I wonder what was Kawhi doing?
The ad paints Kawhi as a professional who ignores all the outside distractions and just focuses on playing basketball and doing it the right way.
I don't think that sounds pretty boring, right?
It would seem the company is hoping most people are willing to forget last year's dramatic saga in San Antonio.
Does that not just... Painting him as the ultimate professional, is that not kind of boring?
All right, here we go. The ad seems to throw shade at a number of big-name stars who might be considered more interesting or marketable than Kawhi. There's the bit about him not needing to chase fouls in the ad, such as perhaps James Harden.
Take that, James Harden.
There's a bit about him ignoring the comments, such as Kevin Durant.
Take that, Kevin Durant. I was like, I like guessing. Just be quiet.
Okay. And then there's a bit about the selfies. Could be anyone.
LeBron likes to take his pictures, but I mean, I think they all do.
Basically, they're taking the boring narrative as being a good thing.
Just saying he's no nonsense, straight business.
Kawhi just plays basketball. That's his thing.
And you know what? I would say the people wearing New Balance probably don't like the flashiness of these other NBA players. They want their athletes to be no nonsense, no celebrating, just about their business. Seems like a pretty good marriage. Seems like a pretty good idea. If you don't want your kids wearing the shoes of all those players who want to be in the limelight and want to be famous. Let them wear some Kawhi Leonard New Balances. The no-nonsense blue-collared, even though he hated San Antonio's shoe. All right.
What were we talking about with Trevor Bauer last segment? Was it about the arbitration thing? I know we talked about 69, but where did that come from?
You think there's just another Trevor Bauer story floating around that wasn't the arbitration story? Did you even listen to
the
5 minutes of
baseball? We talked about how he defeated the club in an arbitration hearing, right? Earning $13 million this year rather than $11 million.
We didn't really get into the details that he actually won. It was more so just about how they assassinated his character trying to pay him less money to keep him.
Well,
if I'm him, I'm like, hey, if you don't like me so much, just let me go.
They made an extra $2 million, beat the Indians in arbitration, and he's apparently at the team's spring training camp in Arizona now.
Yeah, catchers and pitchers reporting. Yeah. The Braves are reporting right now.
Yeah. Pedroia says he wouldn't have had knee surgery in 2017.
Yeah. What? What does that mean? Did the team force him, or?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Okay, great headline.
Yeah. Kind of scraping the barrel here. Adam Silver says he hasn't given any thought to inquiring with NFL owners. Have you seen this story?
That was weird, right? That they say NFL teams have been reaching out to the NBA's commissioner. That's a weird story.
That is weird. He says he hasn't given any thought to inquiries by NFL owners about his willingness to switch leagues and become commissioner of the NFL.
That'd be weird. I don't think he's going to ever do that unless they just, like, tripled his salary. But I wanted to focus more on the Dell Demps thing. I was hoping you would bring that back up.
Oh, that was breaking news. Dell Demps has been fired.
Yeah.
Today I found out Dell Demps is black. I had no clue. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't either. But
I had him pictured as, like, an old man with white hair, like fitting the San Antonio model. Like
you thought his name was Dale.
Well, he's like, no. I knew it was D-E-L-L.
If it was D-A-L-E, he would have been an old white man.
Well, let's keep talking about the Spurs, and when I think of the San Antonio Spurs, I think about old white-haired men.
Well, this was a middle-aged black man with no hair.
He got fired. Which, that, you know, remember a couple weeks ago, I was like, this doesn't make sense as to why he hasn't been fired yet. If you run the franchise into the ground as badly as he did, you shouldn't be the one that gets to make the move to try to save it. You should just be fired. You should just be fired. Ownership with the Pelicans, reportedly irate, as Wojnarowski says, livid. They were livid. What's worse, being irate or livid?
Livid.
Livid?
Livid. Livid makes me think of someone screaming. Now, irate is really mad, too.
Irate makes me think of a different type of crazy.
Irritated, in a way. More like irate, it's all kind of built in the head.
Okay.
Livid is loud. Like, if I'm irate, maybe I'm just over here and it's all in my head. You can tell I'm irate, but I'm not screaming.
Is it fair to say, like, here's my distinction in my head. Is it fair to say that livid is like you're mad, you're really mad, but you're in control, you're just really angry, whereas irate is where you're kind of out of control, throwing things, screaming, like mad, not yelling as much when you're livid, but you're really, you know, you're just really, 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 really mad. Irate's more of like you're out of control, screaming and throwing things.
I have those flipped in my head. In my head, irate, you're really mad, but you're, like, kind of in control. Like, you can see you're red in the face and you're mad, but when you're livid, that's when you're throwing things and you're yelling.
Nah, I got to put this on the poll. I don't.
Livid
Parker's
is loud,
with me.
Irate is in your
Parker
head.
Parker being with you doesn't mean
Cody's
anything.
Cody's with me.
Okay, now I feel even more confident. Now I feel even more confident. These are the two Egret guys or whatever the hell her name is.
And you're the guy that would take Catelyn Stark over Egret, so I'll stand by my statement on that all day.
Good luck being
in the majority on that one, buddy.
I want you guys to know that I'm on fire so far with the gerrymandering and the gentrification thing today.
When I picture irate, I picture my mom about to yell at me. When I picture livid, I picture my dad. That's two different scenarios.
Now you're just making it sexist.
That's not sexist.
That's being sexist.
That's not sexist. It's just two different.
That's
two,
not sexist.
Just two
that's
scenarios.
Everybody knows that a father's anger is worse than a mother's.
Women can be livid.
Women can be livid. I'm just saying,
men can be irate.
It's two people in a scenario. It's not sexist. I didn't generalize.
It's 2019, bro.
I didn't say when
using
I think
mom and dad as an example. No, that's
it's two people. It's two people in a scenario. It's not generalizing an entire gender.
Since the audience doesn't have a personal relationship with your parents, like then it's just you're putting a blanket on basically men and women is basically what's happening.
I think it's pretty standard though. A father's anger is more
now you're being
terroristic than a mother's anger.
Parker, you want to jump in?
How is that sexist?
You want to jump in the boat with your sexist bros here? The three of you going to paddle along?
A father's anger is worse than a mother's anger.
That's not true.
Look at the history of the world. When has a mother's anger ever caused more problems than a father's anger? That is absolutely true. Why do you think wars are started?
A father's anger flooded the whole world.
I mean, there was that woman who drove her kids off the bridge.
Okay, that's one example. How about every war that's ever happened?
Well, that's because back in the day, women were in control, so like they didn't really get to
it doesn't matter.
Start any wars.
Every bad thing in the world that's ever happened is because of men.
I mean, that's fine, but men have been in control for the entire duration
of
the world.
If women were in control, maybe all the bad things wouldn't have happened.
Or maybe
we ever thought of that?
Maybe it would have been worse. Isn't that what the
turned that one around on you, didn't I?
I'm being equal.
I'm standing up for feminism.
I'm being equal. I'm saying that women
are awful.
Women can be just as mad and angry as men. That's what I'm saying. You're the one who's saying
the problem in this world.
Those are the livid ones. Those are the crazy ones.
I'm the one standing up for feminism. Mm-mm. I agree. Women should be in power. Men cause problems.
And that okay. That's not really anything we're talking about, though. It's gerrymandering at its finest.
I didn't separate any county borders. We forget about Masande, Danny's right-hand woman.
Ooh. Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
She's top five for sure.
She's close.
She's top five for sure. She actually, you know what? She's number one.
Really?
Yeah, she's number one.
She's up there.
You ever seen her in the Fast and Furious movie?
I've seen her as that character, yes.
Number one. Yeah.
I'm going through character by character every season.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna get a list put together.
The more women we find from Game of Thrones, the worse and worse your two takes gets that the redhead wildling is in the top three.
What about the sand women?
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, they're top ten, too. All four of them. Well, three of them, not the one sister.
I like the one with the short hair, Tyene.
The sand one. Correct me if I'm wrong, but the mother also.
I hate the mother.
But she was bad.
She's one of my least favorite characters.
Well, I mean, you don't like her, but I'm saying like.
I don't think she's that attractive either.
Yeah.
Where is Ramsay's woman at? I'm not seeing her anywhere.
Now, the further and further we go, the more I think it's more likely that the redheaded wildling woman is in the bottom three of the show.
It's just such a bad take.
We'll talk Kentucky's defense next. Stick with us. Let's talk sports. Top three smartest listener we have.
According to the poll, 100% of people saying being livid is worse.
That's okay. The poll just literally went up. But
still 58% being livid.
But at the same time.
Are you wrong on this take too?
But at the same time, we don't settle things with the poll. We just get a gauge of it. Now, if it's lopsided, maybe that'll play into it, although we do know that the majority of people are stupid, right? Like, there is always that, you know. Right.
It's up to you.
I mean, I wouldn't say that about our audience. I think our audience is very smart.
I'm not just talking about our audience. I just said a few.
You're saying people that are voting on the poll, that's typically people that are listening to the show.
That's not true.
I mean, I'd say it's pretty true.
I'd say it's half and half. Half the people are just people on the internet that see the poll and click on it. I vote on every poll I see.
I don't do that.
If I see anyone put up a poll about anything on Twitter, I click something.
I don't unless I know the context or I have an actual opinion.
Well, that's good of you. Not me. I click it. Part of the time, partly I just want to see what the results are. And the other time, sometimes I just want to skew somebody's poll. Sometimes I just want to be a hater and just skew their poll. The other times I want to voice an opinion. Kentucky's defense is elite, and that's what I'm worried about when it comes to this game. They are 13th nationally in two-point defense. They block a lot of shots inside the arc. They're long. They're athletic. Those are two things that have me worried. Kentucky's offense, reading about them, not so worried about. When I get to their defense, yeah, that is going to be an issue. They're very good at, like, they're actually really tough to get out and run against. So, like, even if they're turning the ball over, or if Tennessee's trying to push the ball off of a missed shot, Kentucky is good at getting into the passing lane and tipping long passes and, you know, turning the ball right back over. This might not be a game where Tennessee really wants to get out and run very many fast breaks. Like we said, Tennessee is 99th in half-court offense. 99th percentile, excuse me, in half-court offense. It's a lot better than just 99th percentile. They are top 1%er. You want to maybe slow this game down if you're Tennessee. Although Tennessee's been really good in transition offense all year. That's been one of Tennessee's strengths. They're good at getting out and running. Maybe these two just kind of cancel each other out and it's not much of a difference, or maybe one team is able to really hurt the other's strength, right? Maybe that's the key matchup, Tennessee's transition offense against Kentucky's transition defense. Maybe that swings the game, or maybe they both just cancel each other out because they're both really good. If they both show up and they're both really good and just cancel each other out and you play to a standstill, that's okay. If you're Tennessee and you don't get any transition points and you're turning the ball over a lot in transition, that sounds like a bad time. I told you they're really good at two-point defense. The opposite is true about their three-point defense. How many college basketball teams are there?
328.
Okay. Kentucky ranks 244th best at defending the three.
There's more than that.
I mean, I feel like that's close. I was going to say 343 was what I was going to say.
We all know it's in the 300s.
Well, they rank 244th nationally in guarding three-point range. They give up 43% of unguarded catch-and-shoot threes. That's middle of the pack in the SEC and not good for a team like Kentucky. Tennessee should have plenty of opportunities to shoot wide-open threes.
347 Division I college basketball teams.
Okay.
4,511 players.
That's as of 2013.
March 29th.
So it could be give or take a couple here or there. I don't know. Somewhere in there.
Yeah.
Call it 350?
Call it 347.
Call it 347. I'm sure it's changed in the last 6 years.
So Tennessee needs to hit open threes. That's something they're going to have to do. Anything else you want to know about Kentucky? Like, the defense is kind of scary. Like I said, especially around the rim, around the post, your mid-range two-point jumpers, they're long, they're going to contest those. They block a lot of shots, and they're number 13 in the entire country in defending the two-point field goal percentage, and that's with a pretty tough schedule so far.
Probably a bad sign for us because we really like that short two-point shot.
Yeah.
That mid-range shot. Grant Williams, great at that.
Grant Williams is going to have to be a beast. And last game, he didn't score very many points, but he was able to distribute from the post, right? He was able to, what do you have, 7 assists, 8 assists? He's able to pass and get open shots for his teammates. Grant Williams is going to have to play, like, I don't want to say All-American, but Grant Williams is going to have to be first team SEC on Saturday night.
Is Kentucky the longest team we've played to this point? I mean, longest with talent.
Gonzaga was pretty long. Alabama was pretty long. Like, I don't know if you consider Alabama talented, but those teams were both long.
Those are both teams that gave us problems.
Kansas also had some length.
that's probably going to be the thing that we struggle most against.
Yeah, I mean, and Grant Williams has been, he's been really good in the post this year. Even against, you know, bad matchups for him, he's been able to score. Grant Williams is going to have to be Grant Williams on Saturday. If he's not scoring, he needs to be facilitating the offense. This is a get money game for Grant. That's what I keep coming back to. You want to show that you're a first-round pick, go out here, ball out.
You think our guys are worried about that right now, though?
I mean, I think if you're a 20, 21-year-old, 22-year-old basketball player, yeah, I think I'm concerned about getting money at all times.
I mean, these guys are very team-focused, though.
So? They have individual goals, too.
I don't know. I don't think the NBA is going to be on their mind Saturday night, though.
I think the NBA is on a lot of these guys' minds the entire time. I think they all want to get paid.
Ultimately, that's the goal.
I think that's a motivating factor, is to go out and know that you're going to be playing in front of the country and scouts, and you're going up against Kentucky, who, you know, always has NBA players. That's a part of the big game matchup. That's a part of, like, Azubuike. And whenever Tennessee plays Duke, you don't think that's going to be on the agenda? Hey, let's go show we can play with Zion and R.J. Barrett and Cam Reddish.
Oh, yeah, of course it will be.
All these guys on the floor, like, Jordan Bowden's got a chance. Jordan Bone's got a chance. Alexander, Grant, Admiral, all those guys have dreams of playing professional basketball. They all have a chance. This is a big showcase opportunity. I think they're probably sitting around saying it's time to go get that money. That doesn't mean you're not team-oriented. Because I definitely think they want to get the win. Like, if you ask any of them, hey, would you take a great individual performance and lose, or a team win and you don't play good, they're all going to say they're going to take the team win. I'm not saying that by any means. But if you can ball out and get the win, and the whole team shines, and you can all kind of show off your strengths, and Kyle Alexander looks like a good post defender, and he's able to grab 12 rebounds and have three block shots. As Drew points out in text, like, if anything, that those aspirations to be professionals, that probably makes them want to get the win more, because let's face it, if Tennessee was a middle-of-the-pack SEC team, these guys aren't getting first-round projections. But it's a part of, like, winning culture and basketball IQ. Like, Grant Williams is more appealing because Grant Williams is on a great team, and Grant Williams can just makes the plays that wins basketball games, right? Like, that's what you say about him, is he's just smart and knows how to win basketball games. So I'd say, if anything, like, they want to stay as the premier team in basketball and keep as many eyes on them as possible. Great point by Drew. Grant Williams is going to have to ball out. He's going to have to show that he can be that versatile guy. He's going to have to defend multiple guys, multiple positions. And he's going to have to show, hey, I can still go back to the basket, get some points, and if you double team me, I'm going to bust your ass with a wide open three-pointer for my teammates, and they're going to make them. Time to get that money.
So you think we'll win tomorrow?
Yeah. Yeah, I think we're going to win. You think we're going to win? You about to take a turn to negative town? Because if you are, just save it. Okay, let's just go to break. All right, Ben Lee, you owe us two press reports, so hurry up and fire it up. We're running out of time. We're up against it on Friday. Rapido.
Rapido.
Let me know when the
Venga.
All right, last night the Predators took on the Montreal Canadiens. They won 3-1. It went very well. They advanced to 34-21-5 on the season.
The other night. You had to go in order, not last night. They played a couple nights ago. And you
they played on February 12th, Tuesday night, against the Red Wings of Detroit. They lost. It did not go well. They lost 3-2. That put them at 34-33-21-5. Then they went on to play last night.
That's a lot of numbers. 34, 33, 21, and 5.
They advanced to.
Hurry up, Ben Lee! Give me the next one.
They advanced to 33-24-5. Last night they beat the Canadiens of Montreal 3-1 to advance 34-21-5. They're still second in the Central.
So it went well.
It went pretty well.
All right, good job. You squeezed it all in at one music break. Good job. Good press report by you, Ben Lee. If you are looking for a place to watch the Predators, Hops and Hollers is a Preds-approved bar, and it's going to be Vols-approved on Saturday night. I keep hammering that home to you. Come watch the game with us. Best atmosphere in Knoxville. All right, I've had enough of these arguments. It's time to go ahead and put out the definitive list, the top five women of Game of Thrones. I've got the power! The power lies on their side, yeah, yeah.
Rankings.
Go, go, power.
Rankings.
Go, go, power.
Rankings.
I need more big power.
Rankings.
All right, Cody McClure. Hurry. Rapido, rapido, rapido. We got to get through these Game of Thrones rankings. Hurry up. Hurry right. That time. The week is almost here.
The most beautiful
Faster!
Woman of Game of Thrones.
Faster.
Calm down. Number five, you got to include power, too. Power is a factor with the beauty, which is why my number five is Cersei. Cersei Lannister, number five for me.
What about She's the incest? Beautiful woman. Do we take points away for
that's
the incest?
That's just a part of the show. I mean, that's... Jamie's a good-looking guy.
Rapido, rapido, rapido.
Number four for me, I'm going to get murdered for this, but it's my list, damn it. Gilly. Samwell Tarly's woman, Gilly. And maybe a little bit, a part of me is because, you know, you say I relate to Samwell Tarly, and, you know, there's a scene where Samwell finally gets it on with Gilly, and I don't know. I can kind of see it. I think she's beautiful. Hannah Murray in real life. Pretty woman. Number three for me, Miranda. Ramsay Snow's woman before Sansa comes along. I think Miranda's a babe. Number two, T'Lisa Stark. When you see her for the first time, I mean, Robb Stark kind of led to the death of, well, I won't spoil anything for people who haven't seen it yet, but T'Lisa Stark, when you first see her, she becomes a real babe. She's number two. And number one is my queen, Dany Targaryen. There's no list with Daenerys not at number one. The list is invalid.
Not true, because my list doesn't have her at number one, and my list is very valid. Actually, mine is probably the go-to list, the best list that's ever been put together on the internet. Number five, where's the music? We don't have music. Never mind. That's my fault, Ben Lee. I usually don't have my headphones in. Long-haired Cersei, number five. Got to specify long-haired Cersei.
Agreed, agreed, yes.
No, you just said Cersei.
No, no, I agree. It's long-haired
you
Cersei.
You like short-haired boycott
no, no,
Cersei.
No, no, no.
Long-haired Cersei, number five. Number four for me, Tyenne Sand of the Sand Snakes. She's the good-looking Sand Snake. Just trust me.
She's got the short haircut.
Yeah, no, she pulls it off. She yeah. pulls it off.
Is it Tyenne? Is that how you say
I
it?
I don't know how to say it.
I was thinking it's Tyenne, but I don't
Tyenne
know.
Tyenne Sand. She pulls it off. Number four. You know I can't pronounce these names.
Yeah.
Number three for me, Dany.
Fair. I mean, she's clear-cut number one, but...
Number two, her right-hand woman. Missandei.
I like Missandei.
She's number two. Unlike Cody, who just went with all white women, I like to show some diversity. Number one for me, Sansa. Sansa, clear cut number one.
You should see my top 10 if you want more than white women. And T'Lisa Stark is not white, and she's my number two.
Parker, did you work out your list? Yeah, I did. Well, go to the microphone. Hurry.
Let's see what Parker's got.
Hurry. Rapido!
I'm intrigued.
Venga, 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 venga!
All right. So number five, Cersei.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
He likes short haired Cersei.
We all like power.
He didn't specify.
Number four.
Say it with some confidence.
Yeah, you sound very scared. Put some bass.
We're gonna go with Melisandre.
There you go,
Melisandre. Yeah.
She might be a fake redhead, but she's.
When you see her as an old woman, it really knocked it off for me. I couldn't keep her on my list after that.
And she could kill you at any time.
Yeah, she's the devil. Parker likes the devil. Okay.
Number three, Dany.
Dany. Okay, she agrees with me. You got Dany right.
She just low. She looks too young.
Right you know? Spot for
she's
Dany.
25 in the first
yeah,
season.
She looks 12 though.
She's 25 when it's shot.
All right. Well, number two, Ygritte. Of course.
Oh, God.
You don't
Very underrated.
By the way, please point out, I don't think, did you have Ingrid in your top five?
No, she's number seven on my list.
After arguing all episode that she was top three, you put her at number seven?
I never said top three. Parker said top three.
Oh, you
three.
Said top five, and then you put
I
her at number seven.
I said probably top five.
Okay, just check
it. More characters were introduced. She's number seven.
And then I go with Sansa for number one.
Sansa. Everybody loves Sansa.
Yeah. All right, last call on the other side. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio. Last call on the program is brought to you by our friends at Volunteer Vodka. If you're needing something to jumpstart your party this weekend, do a little pregame and before the Kentucky game, Volunteer Vodka. Stop by your local package store. If you're listening in Nashville, guess what? They got Volunteer Vodka in Nashville. If you're listening in Chattanooga, they got Volunteer Vodka in Chattanooga. If you're in the surrounding areas, if you're above us in Johnson City, it's up there. You can go to the damn distillery in Bristol. If you live in Tennessee, we'll help you find some Volunteer Vodka. And if you're in Virginia, yeah, they're in Virginia now too. So
really, anywhere.
Well, I can't say anywhere.
You can drink it anywhere, though.
Oh, yeah, you can drink it anywhere. But if you're listening, like in Nebraska, I don't know what I don't know what I can do for you. I guess can you mail liquor? You can't put that. You can
mail liquor. You mean legal? Like, can you send it like in a package? I would think so. Right? No,
it's flammable, so I don't know. Like every time I try to send T-shirts, they have to say like whether or not I'm sending something flammable.
So like if I wanted to send someone in back home a bottle of scotch.
As far as I know, like liquor can't even cross state lines.
Although we got sent some liquor sometime. Our guy Captain Touchback sent us some liquor. Hopefully I didn't just incriminate him, but he sent us some liquor.
In the mail?
Yeah. It's like a whole bunch of airplane bottles.
Well, if it passes
us.
Through, I mean
people ship marijuana, weed. So.
Yeah, I mean, it's not even like it's weed, you know? I mean, you can buy it anywhere. It's not like it's...
I know you're not allowed to, like, load it up and drive it across state borders.
Yeah, I mean...
After a certain amount?
Like...
A lot of people upset we didn't include Marjorie in our top five. I'll be honest.
That's tough.
We were prepared to include Marjorie, but then when I Googled her and I saw her pictures, I was like, yeah, she looks kind of old. And I know I didn't... I know I was saying I didn't age discriminate, but...
Kind of old, but...
I found out she was 37, and it kind of messed it up for me.
So what was your top five again? Catelyn Stark, Lady Olenna, Bree of Tarth.
Hey, Marjorie is probably number six. Maybe I just feel really good about my starting five.
I don't even have Marjorie in my top 10. What about Lady Olenna back in the day, you know? Maybe.
You've watched so much more recently than me that you're saying all these names that I can't really like picture. I need to...
Are you watching again right now?
No, I'm busy.
Are we going to play Pump the Brakes, Keep Rolling?
Oh, yeah, respect the game. Cody, you want to go first or second?
Second.
Okay. Yeah, hold on. Let me...
I can go first.
Yeah, go first.
Slovenian politician steps down after he shoplifts something crazy.
I had absolutely nothing prepared for this segment.
Yeah, okay, we don't do the same thing every single day.
Yeah, I know that the game is here again.
I wasn't prepared either. A hungry Slovenian...
Ben Lee won't play this game ever again. How about that? Hate to have to flex, but...
A hungry Slovenian politician has stepped down from Parliament after admitting he stole a sandwich because he had been ignored by staff at the checkout counter for several minutes.
You know, it's crossed my mind plenty of times when I've been somewhere wanting to pay money, and people just won't come take my money.
Me too.
You know what? If you don't want this money, I'm just going to take it. And... it's always a dilemma, and I guess this guy was just completely fed up. It was like, you know what? I'm out of here.
Especially if you're in a hurry. Like, a lot of times I'll go by the gas station in the morning, and I'll be in a hurry, and I'll have, like, I just want these two Red Bulls. And there's a line, and I'm standing there to wait to pay. And it just seems like such a dumb practice to wait to pay. Have you ever just gone up to the counter and thrown money at him and said, like, I don't need any change, just leave?
Yeah, I have. Yeah. I always feel really rude when I do it, but I'm like...
I mean, sometimes if you're in a hurry, like, you got to get out of there.
Yeah.
Right? And that's not stealing if you throw money at them.
Sometimes I've cut line just to do it. Been really fed up. I only have, like, one thing. And I know it's, like, $1.05. I just walk up and hand a dollar quarter, and I was like, wave at them. Because I go to the same places, like, a lot. So I kind of, I don't want to say know the people behind the desk, but like they acknowledge me. Like we when we talk, like, oh, you know, how you doing? You know, we have a little bit of a conversation. So I've just walked in there before and I'm like, hey, got to go. Here's this. And I feel rude, but man's got to go.
You got to do what you got to
do. Man's got to hit the road.
Well, anyway, this Slovenian guy is stepping down from Parliament after stealing a sandwich.
Many people are mad about this Marja girl.
Yeah, I'm going to get killed. I don't even have her in the top 10. At least you just did top 5.
Yeah.
She's not that great.
Maybe that's what I'm going to say. Just keep telling everybody she's my number 6. She's my number 6. My list is my list.
Yeah, she is pretty.
Big rat seen passed out on New York City sidewalk.
Hey.
Holding an empty Hennessy bottle.
Ugh.
Have you seen this picture?
Rough night, buddy.
Have you seen this Hennessy picture?
No, I haven't.
It's this rat passed out in the streets of New York City, and somebody, I mean, I assume somebody has placed a empty Hennessy bottle, like, in his hand.
Maybe not.
And
maybe
the
not.
Rat's probably not passed out. The rat's probably dead, to be honest, but...
long night down on Fifth Avenue. Long night, me and the boys. I like the rats.
Yeah.
Rats get kind of a bad rap. A lot of people think they're just disgusting creatures, and they're not that bad, you know? Is there more to the story?
No, that was pretty much it.
We have another doorbell licker in Florida.
Say that one more time. Liquor in Florida?
We have another doorbell liquor in Florida.
No, pass. Like, I was thinking liquor, and I was like, doorbell liquor, and then licking the doorbell, right? Respect the game, I pass. I assume that's what you meant.
Canadian man with interesting last name displays it on his truck.
Ah, I've seen this. Okay, I'll stop.
Yep. Ass Man. That's his last name. Assman. He wanted to get it on his license plate, but the Canadian, DMV, denied it. They wouldn't let him put Ass Man on his license plate. But that's his last name, Assman. So he got a massive sticker on the back of his, looks like a Dodge pickup truck. It says Saskatchewan, land of living skies, just like the license plate would say. And in the middle, huge letters. That's what it says, Ass Man. Makes me think of Billy Gunn. You remember him?
Yeah, I remember
Billy. Ass Man.
Yeah, I remember Billy Gunn.
Bam. You remember his theme music?
Yep.
Well, that's this guy's last name, Dave Ass Man. It's pronounced Osman.
He knows what he's doing. He's not Osman. He's the Ass Man.
DMV told him it was unacceptable to have that on his license plate.
Got another doorbell licker caught on camera.
No, senor! No, senor! No, senor! No, senor! No, senor!
Florida man reports income X amount. IRS sends him a refund check for X amount.
Oh, Michael,
did you forget we were playing a game?
Stop
here?
It.
I saw another headline.
Tampa man reported his income of $18,497. The IRS, who, in their credit, the IRS is really having to play catch-up from the whole government shutdown, they sent him a refund check for $980,000. Would you cash it, Cody? Would you try to keep it? You've often said once they send you the money, it's yours. Do these same rules apply for the IRS?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I think the IRS probably hunts you down.
All right, so at least you acknowledge that you have to respect the...
You don't have to respect them, but you don't take any chances.
Yeah. You were like, oh, if the bank accidentally puts money in your account, it's your money. They can't do anything to you.
That's just some local bank.
Sure.
It's not the Internal Revenue Service.
Well, at least you respect the badge. I assume they have badges in the IRS, right, or no? They at least got like one of those things that you flap open, right? All right, come watch the game with us tomorrow night, Ops and Hollers. Let's get this dub. Let's get this money! Stay locked in on Fan Run Radio.